The University of West Florida has entered into a partnership with Stetson Law School in St. Petersburg to create a quicker and less expensive path to a law degree. WUWF's Bob Barrett talks about the new program with Dr. Kimberly Tatum, an associate professor of legal studies and the associate dean in the College of Professional Studies at the University of West Florida.
Well, the first question, I guess, is why Stetson?
Well, Stetson has been a partner of UWF for the past several years. We've sent a lot of UWF students to Stetson Law School, so several of our students throughout the years have attended Stetson. Their admissions representatives routinely come to UWF to recruit our students. Additionally, Stetson Law School has sponsored our mock trial tournament that we host on campus in January. In fact, we're hosting it again this January, the third annual Argo Invitational. So we've had a good partnership with Stetson Law School over the last several years.
And explain this new program.
The new program is a 3+3 agreement, which essentially allows high-performing undergraduate students to complete 3 years of their undergraduate education here and then to complete their fourth year of undergraduate education at Stetson and to complete the law degree in an additional 3 years. So basically it allows them to have an accelerated process from bachelor's to JD, which will take them only 6 years instead of the traditional 7 years.
I was going to ask, those of us who only know about law school from John Grisham books, really know how long that takes. So really it's just knocking a year off?
It is, right? Law school is 3 years. And undergrad typically takes 4 or more years. So this offers students the opportunity to do this in 6 years, which is really a tremendous opportunity.
Now, Stetson has done this with another school, right?
They have. They have already have a 3+3 agreement with the University of South Florida. But this is their first time coming to the Panhandle. So we're really excited to have the opportunity to give our local students the ability to go to a wonderful law school at Stetson, which is down in St. Petersburg, and then to come back to this area if they wish to practice in this area. There's a very strong group of Stetson Law School alumni who practice across Pensacola, across the Panhandle, in some of the best law firms in Pensacola, and they are all very excited about this opportunity as well.
How big a program is, pre-law here at UWF?
Well, so in order to go to law school, a student can major in anything. And so we find that students from across campus may decide to go to law school. But I will say typically, most students who go to law school from UWF major in legal studies, political science, history, philosophy, and criminal justice, communication arts as well. But those tend to be the majors where we see students go to law school. We actually have several pre-law programs across campus as well in several of those majors. So all of these programs across campus will be involved in promoting the Stetson 3+3 agreement and in advising students about how they can participate.
I read recently, I think it was just this morning, that the head of the American Bar Association said there are a lot fewer first-year law students than there have been in quite some time. Have you been seeing this?
We have. And in fact, the Stetson Law School dean, who was here last week for the signing of the agreement, mentioned that they're seeing declining applications for law school. That's been going on nationwide for the past couple of years. And so what some law schools are doing, like Stetson, is that they're actually reducing the size of their first-year class. They're doing that on purpose. They're doing that in order to maintain the quality of their law school.
Is this a unique setup around the country, a 3+3 arrangement with another school?
They're still relatively unique. There are some that exist, but they're not widespread yet. And I think that this really gives UWF an opportunity to reduce the costs associated with higher education. So one of the biggest benefits of this program is that students who qualify for the program will receive a scholarship to Stetson Law School for the 3 years that they're there. And they will also qualify for a book stipend. So this, again, is a tremendous opportunity to lower the cost for students and to lower the time from bachelor's to law degree.
That's outstanding. I mean, this Stetson being a private school and from a state school, the sticker shock could have been something else.
Sure. And, you know, in fact, that's one of the things that's unique about this partnership is that it's a private law school partnering with a state institution. And you don't see those too often. And so we're very excited about the public-private opportunity, the partnership opportunity here.
You could see the University of South Florida because it's really close to St. Petersburg. What brought them up here to the Panhandle?
They told us that they have been impressed with the quality of our students over the years. They've been impressed with the students from UWF who've attended law school there. And so they see this as an opportunity really to recruit our top students, and we're very excited about it.
So what's next? What's the timetable?
We're in the process now of doing a couple of things. First, we're putting together the pre-law advisory committee. The committee will be in place by early spring. We hope to have all of the application materials ready for the first set of students to apply beginning in the spring, the late spring semester of 2014. Our first UWF students will be eligible to start this program in the fall of 2015.
Is this something that a current student could get involved in?
Sure. Yeah, since Stetson is opening the program for students to begin law school there as soon as fall of 2015. So it really benefit the freshmen, current freshmen and sophomore students who could apply for this program and start law school in just over a year.